Hi, I'm Alexander. I'm quantum software tech lead at Pascal, and I'm here to talk about a strategy, which is that no one used my software. It's not a laughing matter, very sad. Basically, I'm going to also talk a little bit about the open source ecosystem at the end and sort of some desires in that direction, but basically. So I've been working now 3.5 years building quantum software professionally. First is the startup called Q & Co. We're just doing pure software, which has its own particular requirements, let's say. And then it got merged with Pascal, a hardware company, to make like a big full stack quantum company. And before that, I was working in high performance computing and machine learning. Today at Pascal, I mostly work on the sort of HPC QC integration topic, combining, basically figuring out how to have quantum computers, say, in an HPC center to do like large scale computations, a bit of programming languages, the libraries, and yeah, just analog computing that Dave was just talking about, and of course digital computing as well. How did I end up here? Well, to be honest, I was home alone and I was drinking whiskey. And I was seeing the CFP come out. And at first I read it and I was like, languages, tools, compilation, navigation. I just figured this is just a bit too much for me on a Sunday. And then luckily I saw the off the beaten tracks topics. Lessons learned, insight, fun, visions. Now this is more like it. More Sunday appropriate material. And to be honest, the quantum software job role that was presented in the introductory slides, I think I feel I spend more time making PowerPoints than any of that. So maybe this off the beaten track topic is indeed for for me. I submitted it. It got accepted. I was like, oh, crap. It's easy enough to write a proposal. Then I had to figure out what to say. That was harder. But I started with saying, by just Googling, why no one used my software. Get some inspiration. I hit the jackpot in the first result. It was great. It was actually an article by a company called Lemon Learning. They have a their software company, they make a, let's say, a training tool for enterprise software. So you're a big enterprise, you buy lots of software, you have like your own custom plugins and integrations, and they're basically the training for that.